Dirk Bentley is with us in the studio. We all know Dirk says he's a singer. He's a dad. He's a husband. He's a business owner. He's done a lot of things.
Everything.
He's done everything. He's done all the things.
Big D. Everything.
But there is one thing that you probably don't know he's able to do.
Wait for it.
This is the big talent, the big skill.
Dirk's, like us, is a pilot, IFR-rated pilot, was instrument-rated pilot. You have to be to fly jets.
We fly in clouds. We can fly in clouds.
We can fly in clouds. We don't have to see to land. Well, right. Not till 200 feet or so.
Yeah.
Carson, what you're about to hear is pretty cool. We are going to put Dirk Bentley into an imaginary cockpit right
yes.
now. Dirks, right now you are in the cockpit of Warrior 6987 Juliet.
6987 Juliet.
Warrior 6987 Juliet.
Do you want to give him a pen and paper so you can copy?
Okay. I think I should be able to remember that. That's part of the hard part about being the hardest part of being positive, communication skills.
Okay, Carson, what you're going to hear here is Dirks has already filed an instrument flight plan ahead of time, so he's already ready to go. Now, he can't get off the ground until he gets clearance.
That's right.
From air traffic control, because he can't just go flying willy-nilly. You're going to hear air traffic control
Carson is so lost.
It's going to give you...
Everyone's listening right now.
You've already got on the radio, and you've already requested to get your clearance.
He says, I want to go from here to there.
I'm going to do that right now?
No. You're just going to have to do the readback.
Okay, cool.
Now, watch this, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, gosh.
Dirks has not heard this before, but he's hearing it for the very first time. He will recite exactly right back what the controller here is saying.
Oh, God.
Go.
Clear to Tango Tango November Airport, VF on entry controlled airspace. Proceed direct to Robbinsville, direct Yardley, direct on departure 2000, 4001 minutes after departure. Departure frequency is 12415. Squawk is 4252.
All right, and then you reply with...
Okay. Clear direct Tango Tango November via some sort of departure. Then Robbinsville and Yardley in 2000 expect... 8,014 minutes after, was that right?
I think it was 10. I thought it
10,
was
10,000 10 minutes after.
10,010 after.
10,000, 10 minutes after departure. Then squawk is 4252, and departure frequency is 124.15. Pretty close.
Pretty close.
That's a hard one. Where'd that come from?
That's a hard one. That's actually taken.
Is that you?
No. That's actually taken from a course where they teach students to learn how to do.
Wow.
And all that stuff actually tells, it tells the pilot where to go. Literally, it says go to this waypoint, go to that waypoint, go to this, da da da, and what altitudes you should be at,
yeah,
and all that.
You're clear to Trenton. You got to pass over a few waypoints. One's the Robinsonville, one's the Yardley waypoint, and then 2,000 feet on departure. But then after 10 minutes, you can climb up to 10,000 feet.
Carson, isn't this great?
I mean, I'm just going to drive.
Hey, Bubba and I, one time we were flying.
Google Maps and just drive. But hey, good for you.
We were in Teterboro, and we were in my plane.
Yeah.
And I filed, and so I get the clearance. Do you remember that,
Jake's,
Bubba?
The Jake 3 departure?
Dude, it was 15 waypoints long.
We had to ask him to repeat it three times.
No, it didn't. Stop saying that. It's not true. Don't say that, because that's not true at all.
Twice.
None. Zero.
You nailed it?
You nailed it the first time. I still have the piece of paper, actually.
That's a tough one, Teterboro. You got to level off pretty quick once you take off.
And then they change everything.
Yeah, I was going to say, the best thing is like, before we even got to the first waypoint, they're like, here's your new stuff.
Yeah. It's just messing with you. But one time I took off out of Teterboro, and I didn't do the frequency change, and they finally, I was like, oh, man, I think I forgot to switch over. So I put it in, but I didn't flip it. Flipped over, and he goes, call sign. He's like, we've been looking for you for 5 minutes. Right turn, 180, 17,000, hold. Like, he just threw me up somewhere and just, like, put me in the penalty box.
He put you in timeout.
Yeah, totally put me in timeout.
Oh,
and I was already kind of, feel critical trying to make it from New York to Nashville. But, so, yeah, you don't want to mess around with New York.
All right, Dirk Bentley, the new album is called The Mountain.
The new album is
We've taken aviation talk to a whole new one on this one,
The new
boys.
Album is way, way, way good. You've got the Big D and Bubba stamp of approval on it. And Woman Amen is strong. The whole album is full of great, great, great songs. And I'm not just saying it because you're here. I was telling Big D, I said, I've been listening to it for the last couple days.
Thanks,
it's really a good album.
Yeah, to find the album, folks, go to Whiskey Mike Sierra. That's Walmart store. depart your driveway and make a 181-180 heading for 3 miles. Expect to jump on Hillsborough Road at 2,000 feet after that. And squawk us on whatever radio station you listen to, Big D and Bubba.
Yeah, there you go. Dex Bentley, the best. Man, thanks for bringing your burner phone in.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for the candles.
Yeah.
Thanks for the scent, the smell. Aviation podcast. It was beautiful.
All of it. Make sure you get the mountain from Dierks Bentley.